I'm Chanel Scott, the queen of relationship talk.
I'm Josh Powell, two-time NBA champion.
I've journeyed from trauma to healing.
From the NBA to family, I've learned what really matters.
We've come together to unlock the secrets of successful relationships.
One conversation at a time.
One conversation at a time. Welcome to Relationships Matter. I am Chanel Scott.
And I am Josh Powell.
And we have an amazing guest for you guys today. We have Miss Bambi here in the house with us. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yes.
Excited to be here.
We've been looking forward to this. So, you know, we talk all things relationships,
sure.
Right? So I want to start the conversation off by asking you, how important is relationship to you?
Relationships are everything. I mean, it's like the key to life. Like, you have to have relationships no matter what those relationships are. If they're friendships, if it's like parent and siblings, whatever, relationships are everything. Right. We need them.
So we know you have a journal called Locked In, right?
Yeah.
And it's a journal that couples can share and kind of assist with navigating difficult communication.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. So the concept came about, as most people know, like, I went through a divorce earlier. Well, actually last year. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that my ex-husband revealed was that he actually like went through my journals, which I didn't know. Like, so he read my own personal journal. So I was just like, you know what? It's okay, because the things that I was writing about, they were things that I just really didn't have the heart to tell him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the fact that he read it, I was just like, all right, well, you know, either you gonna get with it or you gonna keep it moving. And, you know, it really did not give him the... He didn't really take it as like, okay, well, I see what her thoughts are, so let me kind of like get on board with that. He chose to like be offended by it. Mm-hmm. So in this journal, like, there's spaces in there where you can give your partner opportunity to respond mm-hmm. to however you're feeling, or to just listen. You know what I'm saying? And I really thought it was just like a great idea, because sometimes, especially men, like, you guys may have a lot on your mind and you don't really necessarily want to talk about it. You don't want a response about it. But if your spouse knows what's happening, maybe she could just like fall back and give you a little bit of grace, because, you know, she sees what you got going on.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think so many of us have trouble communicating like our deepest, darkest thoughts at times, especially if it's necessary for the betterment of the relationship?
I think there has been like a lot of stigma, right? Like, you, especially with like Black people, it's like, if you hold everything in and you don't really talk about it, like, you hard, you tough, you whatever. And then if you talk about it, it's an issue sometimes. It's like people think that they're ready to hear whatever you have to say, but sometimes they're really not. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think it's really hard for a lot of us to express ourselves, because we don't know if we're going to get the response or reaction that we're looking for.
Do you do it for the response, or is it more so for moving forward? Because I know a lot of times with some people, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong,
yeah,
but
sure.
I think that's a real thing, that what you said is like, you put something out there in the hopes that mm-hmm. you get whatever it is that you're searching for.
Yeah.
But what if what you get and what you receive is not beneficial mm-hmm. to moving forward in a relationship? So how do we navigate what's more important?
I think we just have to be honest with ourselves mm-hmm. and a lot of relationships is really finding out who you are, you know what I'm saying? And being able to live with yourself and deal with yourself, and not really just make the other person responsible for how you're feeling. You know what I'm saying? That's a huge part, because I think that's a common misconception. People is like, oh, well, she makes me happy or he makes me happy. And that's fine. Like, you know, that's the icing on the cake, but you got to make yourself happy.
Absolutely. I think in hindsight, looking at your own personal relationship and having written this journal, if you could have done one thing differently in terms of communication, what would that have been?
You know, I like to think that I'm a great communicator. I know that I don't always deliver the way that I should. And it's offensive to men. Like, you know, men like to feel like men. Well, most men. You know what I'm saying? They just want to feel like you come into them in a soft space. But I don't always have soft energy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And maybe I could have tried a different approach to communicating my issues, but sometimes it just came out hard because, to be honest, for me, like, most of my marriage, I was pregnant. Like, I had 3 kids in 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I was really, like, dealing with a lot and facing a lot. And to be honest, like, I feel like I did my best in that.
I think a good point, though, out of fairness, whether it's the man or the woman, just to kind of piggyback off of what you said, everything won't be packaged properly.
Mm-hmm.
But if we understand our partner, if we understand and lean on the foundation of the love that we have for them, then sometimes you got to take certain things with a grain of salt, because everybody's guilty. You know what I'm saying? You've had your moments. I'm probably sure your ex-husband has had his moments.
Absolutely.
You know, and nobody is exempt from being human.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And that, I know for me, I've gotten frustrated because it's like, man, y'all want everything packaged perfectly all the time, and it's not going to always work out like that. But I feel like if you know me and can kind of look at me for me in that moment, then that can help you receive the information a lot better versus me trying to be like, all right, this is what I'm trying to say.
I think it's an issue of safety. Even in an exchange with a man or a woman or a woman and a woman, it's like, I use this analogy. If my sister, my younger sister, she would come in and say, girl, shut up. It would go over my head. It would be nothing. Mm-hmm. But then if someone on the street who I don't trust, who I don't feel safe with because we don't know each other, I would be like, who are you talking to?
Period.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's an issue of feeling safe in the relationship. So it's not always the delivery, but there are other underlying issues.
Oh, absolutely.
That are going on.
Yeah. And I also think, you know, as humans, like, we have to... Empathy is like the foundation to a lot of our issues, right? Because if we can, like, empathize with another person, we'll understand, like, okay, this is some shit that he got going on from over here, over there, over there. And so this is not about me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when that is not reciprocated, it's like, well, how much grace can I give you if you're just gonna keep fucking walking?
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can we?
Fine.
Okay, cool. All right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you want to give your partner grace, or just people in general, grace. Just, you know, understand that they got stuff going on, that they've gone through things, and okay, cool. I see why you got at me like that today. Mm-hmm. But if you just keep going and going and going, then it's like you playing with me.
Exactly.
At this point. Yeah.
I want to ask you a question, because you said you were pregnant most of your marriage. Do you think you got the proper support during that time?
I do not. And I don't attribute that to it just being when my husband wasn't supportive. It was the fact that I don't think he understood everything that I was going through, and I wasn't really in a space where I could communicate with him, like, hey, like, because I didn't even know. Like, half the time, I didn't know what the hell I was, like, feeling or going through. I was a new mom, for one. You know what I'm saying? And then to just keep having them back to back, it was just like, what is happening? Like, right. I didn't know that I was really going through like this postpartum thing because I was functioning. You know what I'm saying? I was like attentive to my kids. I'm breastfeeding. I'm working. I'm getting up. I'm moving around. But I was not myself at all. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. And so I think it's important for everyone around you to realize that you need a village. Even right. going through like the postpartum situation, you need a complete village. And that's like actually one of my next business ventures, mm-hmm. to create a space for women after they have children, whether you have a husband, whether you have a mother or not, to just get that extra support that you need. Because sometimes people, they just don't understand. Like, you know, I couldn't really blame him for not understanding how I was feeling on a day-to-day basis because I didn't understand it myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So what did that manifest into?
Hold on. Before sure. you answer that, mm-hmm. Relationships Matter, the podcast, she will get to that when we get back. Relationships Matter.
Relationships Matter. Welcome back to Relationships Matter. So we're talking with Bambi today. And before the break, we were talking about just some of the experiences or some of the things that was going on with you when you were pregnant in your marriage, right? Mm-hmm. And you say you didn't understand some of what you were experiencing. And I asked the question, what did that manifest into when you reflect back?
Yeah. So for me, now looking back and hearing now, like, you know, my ex-husband's position, like he felt like I wasn't giving him enough during that time. Like he felt like I wasn't attentive, like I wasn't giving him anything. And, you know,
you were pregnant.
Yeah, I was pregnant and I was breastfeeding and Listen, like when people would come around, they would be like, oh my gosh, like you really, 2 days after I had my kids, like each one of them, on the second day, I was back to work. Like I'm talking about up at work, working, like right. at my shop, like just, you know what I'm saying? Like moving around, doing stuff. And, you know, he really feels like I wasn't pouring into him during those times.
So from a woman's point of view, help men understand to the best of your ability, mm-hmm. in that situation, I guess kind of what the expectations are, or, you know, how we can extend grace.
Sure.
You know, so that way we could try to bridge this gap a little
absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. For me, my situation is a little, or maybe a lot different. I don't know. Maybe there are some women, but we were like splitting half of everything, like bills, like everything. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like I had any time to lay down and recover from what I was going through. So the fact that I had to constantly be in like mommy mode and work, I had to, like it was not an option for me to just lay down and just be like, okay, you know, let me enjoy my babies. So my situation is a little more authentic. I mean, little different than other people's, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But even if a woman is allowed to just lay down and not have to work, I think it's important for men to know that your body is like constantly going through changes because, one, we look different. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Two, we have to around the clock be available mm-hmm. to this new human. Our minds are just all over the place because we're thinking about how we're going to be the best mother, and this little baby needs to go to the doctor in a few days, and do we want to get the vaccines? Do we want to, like, what are we going to do? Like, kindergarten is in a few years. Like, we are constantly just in the space of trying to figure out how we're going to make the best life for this little human. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
And in that, I do feel like we need some grace. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we carried this little human, and I'm not trying to discredit like the dads, because of course, you know, the fathers are just as connected to this, you know, situation as everybody else. But we really go through a lot physically and mentally, and just need the grace. Like, we need somebody to really be pouring into us. Like, postpartum can last a long time. Mm-hmm. It can last a very long time. And on top of the fact that I'm putting baby on top of baby on top of baby, like, I ain't even really dealt with this last situation. Right. And so, you know, I got one on the breast, I got one in the stomach, and then I got one right here that I gotta chase around. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's really a lot. It's more than I can even put into words. But I think the main thing for women is just being allowed to be in a space where we can just relax as much as we can.
You didn't even get the 6 weeks.
On the flip side, out of fairness, considering, you knowing what you know now, how would you have navigated in that space differently? Mm-hmm. With you knowing what you know now, because I also want to be fair to men as well, because I think it does take a lot from both sides. And I know it's funny because, like, you know, even listening to you speak about, you know, your experience, like, there are certain things it's like for men, it's like, bro, that's off limits. Don't even try to attempt. For most of us, in order to gain understanding in regards to postpartum or talk about a woman's body or any of those things, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, a woman will get very offended, right? Mm-hmm. And I get it.
Yeah.
But I think, too, it's still trying to get an understanding and not be villainized because we have a thought.
Yeah.
Or because we want to share a perspective or anything like that, because even on the flip side, like, a woman will tell a man all day how he should be a man. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
But it's like when we enter in that space, it's like that's a no-fly zone.
What would you say, though? Like, what would you say?
Well, I'm asking you right now as far as, like, what is your, on the flip side, like, what do you feel you could do differently? And then I definitely
not be in
the
situation.
Up.
I want to know what would you like.
Well, I'm an answer, but I need to. You see what I'm saying? But that's what that causes. You feel me?
No, but me, I would truly like to know, like, you know, when a woman is in that space, like, what could you possibly say to, other than, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, however much time you need, whatever you need to do. Like, for me, I feel like I would have been able to function a lot more and offer him the support he needed if some of the weight would have been taken off of my shoulders, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Because, for one, people really get it misconstrued when us as women say that we need more support and we have a present spouse in the household. Yes, like, he was very active as a father. He would take the kids, take them downstairs, cook they breakfast, cook me breakfast, whatever. But there were other things that he just didn't understand. And as far as, like, just me having to figure out how our life was gonna go. Like, I had to figure out everything. Like, I had to use so many fucking brain cells. Like, it was insane. I'm like, yo, give me a day where you just be like, I got it. Like, don't worry about going to work. Like, I got that. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about paying the bills, figuring out when we got to pay for this, when we got, don't worry about going to get you another car. Like, it was just a lot. Like, managing a whole entire household around the clock and still having to work just as much as he has to work. I have to contribute financially just as much as he did. But on his end, it was like, oh, I'm finna get up, finna go to the club. You know what I'm saying? Go to the party, go host here, go host there, go do this, go smoke some weed, go drink. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So for me, it was just like, yeah, I can't do that right now.
I
Well, I still would like you to respond if you don't mind.
Oh, what part? My bad.
I know. I get it. I'm patient.
yeah, you can re-ask that question.
My bad. What was it?
I want a response in regards to, like, what do you feel you could have done better? Like,
I feel like I could have been more vocal about exactly what it was, or some of the things. The stuff that I knew was weighing on me. I could have been more vocal about it. I could have been like, hey, I need to take some time off. I can't work right now. Like, this is too much. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I did not feel safe enough to be able to do that, though. I didn't trust him enough mm-hmm. to take care of those things. So my biggest regret is not giving him the opportunity to take care of some of the things I didn't trust him to take care of. So if you're married, right, a huge part of that comes with, like, trusting the person that you're married to. And as a woman, you know, I should have been like, hey, you know, I'm going to just let my husband take care of that. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't.
So I learned a lot listening. So basically, there's a part of you that wanted to be able to just be and yeah. let him. Mm-hmm. But then there's the other part that said, I don't trust him.
Yeah.
So that's where men fall. You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. that's kind of like the tough part for a lot
Absolutely.
Of us, because there's that understanding. Okay, I want to do, but then she's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
And I wasn't even sure that he, A, wanted to, or B, could. You know what I'm saying? So that was a part of what I was wavering. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, can he do it? Is he going to be like, you know, and a lot of it is from me. And I'm learning a lot about myself right now. Like, I have this thing where it's like an imposter syndrome. Like, I don't always feel like I belong in certain places. And sometimes I just dread, like, being a burden. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, oh, they're going to think I'm doing too much or asking for too much or whatever. So I'm going to just do it myself. So that was me. A lot of that was me.
I have a question, but we have to go to break. When we come back,
sure.
I want to talk about even before you got married, like
mm-hmm.
the conversations
yeah.
that took place. We'll be back.
Relationships matter. Relationships matter.
Welcome back to Relationships Matter. So we're talking here with Bambi, and my question to you before the break, because as I listen to you describe how you were feeling, the nature of the relationship, I feel like it's almost like you didn't know him or y'all didn't have conversations. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, like, were there any conversations about how this thing was going to go in terms of the pregnancy, who would be responsible for what? Was it like a strategy?
Yes.
Like, it just seemed like that was absent.
Yeah, it was absolutely absent. And, you know, I take accountability for that too, because I just thought it was just going to be like a straightforward, like, okay, we're going to have a baby. Okay. You know, whatever. But there was so much more than that. And before we got married, I was codependent, very much so. So, yeah, like I just did so much. Like, I don't care what it was. If he dropped something, I'm picking it up, like, you know. And so
yeah.
he really, like, fell in love with that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I was just, like, mm-hmm. able to problem solve for him in any second. It was just like, no matter what was happening, I was taking care of it. Mm-hmm. And then once I got pregnant and I started to have these babies, I felt like, okay, like, where this energy at that I have yeah. for you? It's my turn. And so I don't think he really thought that through either. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not by no means ever going to bash him as a person, as a father, as a ex-husband or whatever, because I felt like he did what he could do mm-hmm. at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, he tried to do his best and it just didn't really balance out.
Do you think you set your expectations too high? Like, you have unmet expectations? Because it doesn't sound like you ever saw an example of that in him.
I did not.
So then my question would be, who were you marrying?
Yeah. And that's, again, like a part of which I take responsibility for, because I was just marrying the person who I was having fun with, and we were having a great time. And I was just so, I just loved him so much. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And that's who I was marrying. Like, I did not sit back and be like, okay, so when it's my turn to go through something, how is he going to be? Right. Like, I never even asked myself that.
Right.
But there were red flags that I just kind of dismissed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But going forward, I'm like, listen, I look at everything now.
Right.
Like, there can be nothing that can slide by me right now. I look at every single thing, and it was my bad. It was my mistake. And I won't say mistake,
yeah,
but
it wasn't a mistake.
Yeah, it was just like certain things that I didn't think through.
I think more so like a learning lesson. You got to get to know a person in all the seasons.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, it just sounds like he didn't have the opportunity to really display those characteristics or those qualities. And like you said, you was in love with the idea, I feel, of who he could be.
Absolutely.
You know, the potential of what it could be and not what it actually
That's
was.
A fact. And it was a thing about, you know, like the trauma bonding, right? Because when I first met him, he was like going through something, and I was just like, oh, well, that's fine. Let me help you through this. And then he was going through something else, and I'm like, oh, it's everybody else around you. It's not you. Like, if you just had like the right person in your life who could just be there for you the way that you need someone to be there for you, for you will be okay.
I was you and you was me. So I know exactly
what
you're saying, but you can't save.
You
can't save someone. And just because you give doesn't mean they're going to reciprocate it back.
Yeah.
You can do that, but if it's to the wrong person, it's never going to be what you want. What question, what was the question you had for him? Because I feel like a laser.
I remember. I'm not going to. I remember. It was.
Why are you looking like that? You got the scowl right there.
There ain't no scowl.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
Can you ask
I'm
the question?
I'm being present.
No. So the question was, you were saying basically like, if we say something, y'all are basically gonna like bite our fucking head. Like, there's no right way to approach a situation when women are going through things. And my question to you was like, what could you possibly even say to a woman who's dealing with like giving birth and, you know, being a new mom and possibly going through postpartum? Like, what would you even be able to say?
I could show, for one.
Not show, say.
Right. But what I'm saying is like, showing, saying, I can be extremely understanding, right? And I like to ask questions, like, you know, in certain situations, like how you're talking about, you know what I mean? What you're feeling and all of those things, because gaining understanding and letting the person know that you're present and you're trying to be aware and you're trying to definitely, you know, figure out to the best of my ability, I'm not a woman, but at least try to understand. Right. And just put myself in that place to the best that I can. The point that I want to make for men is to realize, like, we still shouldn't lose ourselves in that either. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I should still be able to articulate if I'm feeling something, or if I'm frustrated about something, or if I feel like I haven't been getting something. But timing in those moments are extremely key.
Mm-hmm.
The way that you present it is extremely key.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's the part where you can build as well. Because if my woman was to tell me, hey, like, this postpartum thing is serious, you feel me? Like, okay, cool. Explain to me how serious.
Yeah.
Because I don't
want
to.
But what if she can't?
Then if she can't, that's okay. But but to the best of your ability, because most importantly, I want to continue to create the safe space for her.
For sure.
And I feel like that's where a lot of times it goes wrong,
mm-hmm.
is because there's something that happens, something is mismanaged. And now, right, rightfully so, I'm not here to tell you how to feel, but if you feel like, okay, I don't feel safe no more. He didn't handle me properly. Yeah. Now it's a downhill slope after that.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why it was important to hear your perspective from both sides, because that does cause a downward spiral in relationships, and people can be resentful.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I get it. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm not
for
here
sure.
to tell a woman
can,
or
can
a
I ask
man
you a question though?
Absolutely.
Your transition from playing basketball to not. Mm-hmm. How was that for you?
It wasn't easy, but at the same time, like, I always put my family first. Like,
okay.
In my first marriage, I thought about retiring at 29 because my marriage was terrible.
Okay.
It wasn't in the right place.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I need to be here for my family. Like, the getting money part, I just had to figure something out.
Yeah.
And I literally was on that type of time.
Got it.
So family has always been something of the utmost importance for me.
Okay.
Transitioning from anything is not easy.
Right.
I don't care if it's from a career. I don't care if you lived a certain way and then you bump into your person and
mm-hmm.
now you're trying to move a little different. I don't care if you're trying to clean house in regards to old friends and then new energy.
Yeah.
There's always going to be some difficulties, but the one thing for me is I've just been able to stand on business and take my bumps and bruises as they come.
So what did you need in that moment? Were you able to articulate that to whoever you were with?
In that moment, I had a hard time just being able to even say it, because
mm-hmm.
even when you had that moment that y'all had, I've seen that. I know that. I acknowledge that, right? I'm not here to tell y'all that you're right or wrong.
Sure.
That's not for me to do.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I also shouldn't be villainized or feel like I'm less than because, hey, I know you just had this baby. I've been cool. I've been waiting. But I do want to be intimate with you.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
That can be, well, you just don't understand it. And it's like, all right, cool. So then when now I get quiet to make you feel comfortable,
mm-hmm.
then that's another thing that's tricky too. Because
yeah.
you on one end want me to express, but on the other hand, you don't. And that's what we kind of went back and forth with on the last segment, because
yeah.
those are true things that happen. And I get it. When
a
woman, you know, doesn't trust anymore, if something happens that it breaks her to a point where she's now looking at you differently,
mm-hmm.
then it's like, really ain't nothing you can do in some situations until she gets ready,
yeah.
unless he's just super persistent in his movement, then we can kind of break that ice. But it's difficult, and that's the part that I want people to gain an understanding, because what you just described, millions of people are going through that.
Yeah.
And hopefully what we're talking about and the way that we're talking about it can help people realize steps to at least moving in the right direction
yeah.
versus somebody shutting down, right? Because you need it. You feel me? Like
mm-hmm.
my first wife, she was in need.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be an a-hole and just be like, man, bump that, like whatever she's going through. Nah, I got to suck it up
yeah.
and figure out what I need to do on my end to help her feel loved and help her feel how she needs to feel in that moment, even if I'm uncomfortable doing it. That's
Absolutely.
What we got to get to. You feel
no,
me? Because it ain't necessarily about me.
Yeah, and that was my reason for asking you about your transition, because it's similar. You know, men go through things too, and they're not able to truly articulate it to us. We don't know what they need in that time. We may be doing too much. We may be trying too hard, and they may just need us to shut the fuck up and back off. But we don't know. You know what I'm saying? Just like you probably weren't able to articulate how you were feeling going through that transition. Sometimes we're not able to tell you. Like, I wasn't able to say it because I didn't even know. Like, I didn't know what I needed. You want some breakfast? No. Like, you want to go? No, I don't know.
So
like,
I shared my timing was off. And that's a part of me having to learn verse 29 versus me just turned at 41.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
sometimes just understanding, okay, let me try to address this a couple of days from now
yeah.
versus like, it has to be right now. You know what I mean? Like, just those things.
Yes.
But also too, the person just being, because there's so much power in a person just receiving without responding too.
Yeah.
A lot of times people feel like, well, when you tell me whatever this thing is you tell me, I have to now respond.
Yes.
And that's not the case.
Absolutely.
Receive it And then when you get ready and you're in the space, mm-hmm. now we can communicate. Yep. You know what I'm
but
saying?
I don't even think he was showing up in terms of being a protector. Like some of this stuff, I don't feel like she had to articulate. If you're pregnant and you're going through all of these different emotional changes, you need him to stand up and mm-hmm. step in and take over. I don't need to tell you to do that. You can see me in distress and know that I need you to stand up yeah. and step in and give me a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I hate to say this because it's going to sound cliche because people say it all the time, but it sounds like you had another child.
No, and that's very true. Like, I feel like that too, but I also, again, like, every single time I think about this and I say this, I have to take accountability too because I had never seen him stand up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I never seen him have to rise to any occasion and take ownership and be a leader. I had everything.
Right.
Like, I don't care what it was. It was like, oh, you know, a financial situation came up. Don't worry about it. I got it.
Because you were trying to be everything to him.
Yeah.
But you wasn't getting that back.
Yeah. And it was me because.
Was it because you were looking for validation through the relationship?
No, it was because I felt like I've never in my life had anybody to just be that on point for me for anything at any time, at any given moment. And when I had the opportunity to be able to be that, mm-hmm. I was that for him and every person in my life. Mm-hmm. Like anybody around me, I don't care what it was. Mm-hmm. Oh, I need to find my daughter a cheer class. Oh, I got it. Yeah. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I need to find this for this person. Oh, I got it. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. But that was me mm-hmm. being the person that I feel like I have needed for so long in my life. You know what I'm saying?
So we're going to take a break. We'll get back on this conversation shortly. Relationships matter. Relationships
matter. Relationships matter. Welcome back to Relationships Matter. So before we went to break, we were talking about just a man not standing up, and then also as a woman being codependent. And I just wanted to add to the conversation in terms of you just wanting to be everything. I can identify with that because you're a fixer.
Yeah.
I'm a fixer, but like I was stating during the break, like you could do as much as you can for someone, but if you're doing it for the wrong person, it's yeah. never going to be enough.
Absolutely.
It's never going to be what you want. You know?
Yeah.
So I think that's why I asked, like, what was, like, the underlying issue? But you said that you had never had that.
Yeah,
right?
It was just me, like, doing the most because I've always felt like I wanted someone to show up for me
you
like
wanted
that.
It. That's what mm-hmm. that's what I was
yeah.
trying to get at. Because
yeah.
I can identify with that. The more you give, you're like, they're going to want me, or they're going to want to be with me, or they're
yeah,
going to reciprocate
it back. Or when it's
back.
My turn
yeah.
to be down,
right.
they're going to stand up.
They're going to stand up.
Yeah.
You automatically expect that.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's like,
it's unrealistic.
It's unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
It's like creating unmet expectations,
yeah.
you know, for that person.
Yeah.
Because they may not have the ability.
Yeah.
You know?
And they may not. And then, you know, I learned that I just had to kind of put that energy into myself, opposed to just saying, hey, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need? And for me to just, you know, like, do me.
But look, isn't that amazing when you turn that energy onto
mm-hmm.
yourself?
It's so good. It's so good. You know why? Because it's the smallest stuff. Like, for me, I would go, like, months without going to get my lashes done. Like, you know, I would go a couple months without going to get my, like, simple stuff. Stuff that, and then when I would see other women, like, being faithful on their lash appointments and nail appointments, I would be like, wow, like, I wish I could do that. But it was just me. It wasn't like him saying, no, you can't go get your lashes or your nails done or whatever. It was just me not really making the time or space for myself to do those things. And once I started to really, like, focus on myself, it's a game changer.
It's a game changer.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the people that I attract these days, mm-hmm. they be like, what's up? Like, what you need? What you want? What you doing? What's going on? I be like, wait, what? Like, you want to do that for me? Okay. Yeah, I like that.
So you want to join the conversation, Josh?
I'm sorry, Josh.
I'm joining in the right time. I'm soaking this up because, you know, as men, sometimes it's good to sit back and listen.
Yeah, it is. Do you think women are just like, you guys are just...
Say how you feel. It's cool.
I want to know from you if you just think we're just like hard, like we're never going to be happy.
I think it's a half truth. I think it's a half truth.
Half truth?
Yeah.
You think we always just want?
A majority of that comes from women and men, but when people don't necessarily know who they are.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because it's so much. It was really beautiful. Like no matter what, you know what I'm saying. For me, the level of patience and everything that I have, like I just think it's so important. Like if men could just take a pause to just listen sometimes.
Yeah, I love that.
You know
that.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with it because there's so much that you get out of giving a woman her platform and letting her go.
Yes.
And not putting a time limit on it. Like, hey, do your thing. Because
yes.
Once you're able to get it out and I've shown you and respected you in a manner, you'll be more open to listen and be receptive to what I have to say.
That part.
The other part of it is, too, is a lot of women want to fix, right? Which I'm not going to villainize that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like when you love a person, you want to do for them and you want to help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I also feel that there are men who are fixers too, but our fixing looks a lot different.
I don't know them.
I don't know them either. I don't know.
Our fixing looks a lot different. You know what I'm saying?
What does it look like? Because I might have missed it.
Well, one of the top things is, especially if you're a man of stature, you throw money at everything.
Okay.
That's the easiest way to like.
I like that.
You sad? Go get a bag. You feel some type of way? Get your hair done. You want to do this? Go get a massage. Hey, whatever. Girls trip. Handle up. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not necessarily doing anything, right, to be present.
Right.
It's an easy fix.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The part where women should be held accountable is if you want more, then say no.
Yeah. Say no, I don't want
power
that bag.
In that.
Yeah. I want you to talk to me.
I want you to talk
Said
to me.
Said no woman
I
ever.
I want us to go for a walk.
No,
right.
I feel you.
But that's a powerful point because if we're talking about the relationship and where we want to go, not just myself and what I'm on at that moment, at least one out of every three, four times, say no and say, babe, can we do this?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The other thing that I wanted to touch on is you spoke about the word grace. I love that word so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I wish that men and women could both show an extensive amount of grace towards each other.
Yeah.
Because a lot of men haven't been shown how to be a good husband or to be a good father or to be a good friend. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that we have to pick and choose and learn as we're going through the experience. And the same thing goes for our women, right? Our women have their examples of what that looks like to be a mom, to be a this and to be a that. You know what I'm saying? But unfortunately, I feel in most cases, the women get the extent of the grace while the men get the, you're just not doing this, 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 and this, and you're not holding me down and not understanding in those moments, if we really focus on the relationship in itself, man, there would be so much more growth in those moments, right?
I agree. I want to know from your perspective, what makes men happy and feel like complete and feel like, okay, we got something to look forward to. And like, what is that for you guys?
For one, and I love that you asked that. For one, because when women ask that, you know, we lump men all into this category and that's dangerous. Just like every woman is not the same.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So for me, what is important to me is to be understood, to be heard, not be judged, to have somebody show loyalty, and to just love me for me, not for what I do, not for anything else. If I can get just the baseline of that, we off to here.
Well, what does understanding look like? Like, what does that mean? Like,
Understanding looks like agreeing. Understanding looks like agreeing to disagree. Mm-hmm. Like, I can hear your point and be like, I'm still not rolling with that, mm-hmm. even though I get what you're saying.
Sure.
Do you know how many times, and not talking about, you know, your recent relationship, but in other relationships, even with family,
yeah.
how many times probably something could have been solved by the fact that somebody just saying like, nah, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Even though I don't agree with it, mm-hmm. but I still understand why you said what you said or why you feel the way that you feel.
I mean, I think that happens a lot. But for me, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, by no means am I trying to appear to be like a perfect person, but I am so understanding and I am so that person that'll just be like, yeah, I get it, but no. Like, and I think that's a part of what I said in the beginning of like having empathy. You know what I'm saying? Because when you do have that empathy for people and that has to be something that's in you. I don't know. Maybe you can learn it or whatever, but if you're just an empathetic human, you are going to be able to relate to people and their opinions that don't meet up with your own. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be like, okay, like I understand where that came from, but yeah,
so if you take empathy
can't.
And grace, which is a great point, but mm-hmm. if you take empathy and grace for an example and you merge those together, yep. that's extremely powerful.
It's absolutely powerful.
Absolutely. Because now it's like, I can understand you, but at the same time, I'm not going to be so easy to judge or get upset or do certain things because I do understand, Queen, you're human just like me.
Sure.
Right? You were raised a certain way. You saw certain things coming up. I can't judge you for that. But what I can do is from this point and from my point, let's figure out how we can go here together.
But sometimes with empathy and with grace, you end up neglecting yourself because you'd be like, I'm very empathetic. I understand what you're going through or what happened in your life and all these other things. And I am going to give you a little bit of grace in that I understand you, but I'm not going to give you enough grace to keep doing that
but
shit
to
me. They
can't keep draining you.
That part.
Making
you know what I'm saying?
More withdrawals than they do deposits.
Right. And people were really like on my neck when I filed for a divorce, like because, you know, my husband, he cheated. You know what I'm saying? Because he felt like he wasn't getting what he was supposed to be getting in the marriage and all these other things. But prior to that, like, you know, I arranged for us to go to therapy. Like, you know, I was actively trying to figure out what we needed to do to get back on the same page, right? And in that, he stepped out. And while I understood, I'm like, yeah, I get it. I understand you weren't really you didn't feel like you were getting what you were supposed to get. I understand. Cool. But yeah, nah, you can't come back over here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So for me, it was just like a, yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't understand the whole idea of I understand, but I don't agree. Because then if you don't agree, then the behavior isn't going to change.
Not necessarily. It depends on how it's articulated. But we'll get to that when we get back. Relationships matter.
Relationships matter.
Welcome back to Relationships Matter. So before we went to the break, Josh, I had the question. I don't understand the difference of saying that I empathize, I understand, but I don't agree, because I feel as if you don't agree, then the behavior won't change.
Everything isn't always about the behavior, you know what I'm saying, depending on what we're talking about. But I do think it's important when you acknowledge what somebody's saying or you're acknowledging how they feel and you sharing with them, well, I still feel the way that I feel about it, even though I hear what you're saying.
So then, okay, so how is that person supposed to deal with their frustration, though?
So, you know, the other thing, too, and to address the, you know, behaviors not changing, I feel that can be something that goes both ways, mm-hmm. right? And I know here we're speaking in regards to, you know, her experiences or your experiences in regards to men and certain things like that. But there are also things that men experience, right? And then we have to kind of swallow our pride or whatever else comes with it to just be understanding that, well, she just needs that time in order to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? but everybody may not have the patience or the wherewithal to withstand whatever that time period looks like. Mm-hmm. For example, if a woman is upset, if something has happened, we just had to sit back. We got to take it. It can go on for weeks. It can go on for months. It can go on for a couple of years.
Did you offend? Because if even if you offend,
my point is, as the individual person, right, we still have a responsibility. And you say you love somebody, but not saying that you can't be hurt. She just mentioned, for example, in her past relationship, you know, he cheated, right? Mm-hmm. There's pain.
Yes.
Right? I'm not here to tell you anything else about that. And I'm not here to tell you about your process.
For sure.
But at what point do we get to a point where it's like, okay, let me work on myself. Let me see what I want to do within this relationship. And then how can we take whatever steps to move forward? That's all I'm saying. Like, it doesn't have to be
this long. It's easier to move forward when the other person participates in that process. But if they're just rushing you and pushing you to get over it and to move on without acknowledging that I made a mistake or I apologize.
I don't think that's always the case. And that's fair. I personally, and just hear me out, mm-hmm. I personally don't think that that's always the case. I think that sometimes we acknowledge, we come to y'all and we're like, okay, like, what do I need to do? Mm-hmm. And in some instances, those efforts aren't good enough. Why? Because she's still upset. Mm-hmm. So even though he's in this space of like, let's heal, let's go to therapy, let me do what I need to do to show you, mm-hmm. I'm not ready.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I see. I feel like for me personally, it was a matter of, you know, I was actively trying to create a space where, you know, we could move past a lot of things and, you know, just trying to create a better space in our relationship. And then this happens while I'm in the midst of, you know, saying, hey, we're going to do therapy on these days. We're going to do date night over here. We're going to do this over there. And then you step out. And at the same time, I'm still taking care of all these babies. I'm still paying half all the bills. I'm just like, oh, you got me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm out of here, sir. Like, yeah. What else do you want? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm trying to meet you where you are. I'm trying to, you know, be empathetic and knowing that, you know, you've had some past trauma. You don't really know what to do in a marriage. You've never seen a successful marriage. You know what I'm saying? My parents were married until my dad passed away. I'm not saying I have the blueprint, but I'm saying that, you know, I was raised in right. that. So I kind of understand what it entails. I see my mom, you know, sacrifice a lot to stay married.
Okay. And did he, what was his explanation for cheating?
Initially it was denial, 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 denial. And so that was like, okay, so listen, like, you know, I ain't crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't stupid. Mm-hmm. So let's just get past that part and just acknowledge that you did what you did. And at that point, I may have could have given him a little grace, but it was just the, no,
what
I ain't do that. I ain't do
it.
Oh. I could have at least been like, I would have heard him. You know what I'm saying? Like, if had he been like, you know what? Yes, I did that shit. I'm sorry. Like, you know, it wasn't right. But it was just like, no, that ain't what it looked like. No, that ain't. I'm just like, get the fuck out of my face.
I'm not here to excuse the behavior, right? So, mm-hmm. But I do think what is powerful that you did do was you said, okay, this is my red flag. This is where it stops.
Yeah.
And I love that more mm-hmm. versus Same. You being like, yeah. I'm going to stay and I'm going to put him through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't like to see families broken up. I don't
right.
like to mm-hmm. see people go through things. But that's the other conversation that needs to be talked
yeah.
about mm-hmm. because now you're having these regrets and you're getting bitter and you're being spiteful
yep.
when all you need to do is just make the necessary decision.
Absolutely.
But you had to get to that point, though. Like, that's something that you arrived to over time.
Well, it was just a firm boundary. You know what I'm saying?
I don't
because
think all of that was time.
knowing or seeing what my mom endured in her marriage, mm-hmm. when I got older, I was like, oh no, you should have left. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, no, I did that for y'all. And I said, well, now I'm looking at you crazy because mm-hmm. you should have left. Mm-hmm. And I have two daughters. Mm-hmm. I have a son, but I have two daughters. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to, you know, be an example for them that a man can just play with you. No, right. like you can excuse yourself and keep it moving. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care. Your dad, whoever it is, like nobody's about to play with me. Mm-hmm. Nobody's about to play in my face. I know what I bring to this marriage, to this table. I know how understanding I've been. I know how empathetic, compassionate, like all these things that I have been. And this is not it. And I don't want my daughters to ever feel like they have to stay in a situation for somebody else. Now, if I would have stayed for the kids, do you know how miserable I would be right now? Mm-hmm. I would be absolutely miserable because I was staying for my kids. My kids see me in a whole different space and light than they've ever seen me before. Like, I'm happy. Like, I'm doing things for myself. Like, they see me getting up, going to get my hair done, getting my nails done. Like, they see a healthy mom that's like moving around, doing what she got to do. When I was in this marriage, I was just kind of like depleted. You know what I'm saying? It was like, I could barely move around the house. You know what I'm saying? If I was taking care of them, that was okay. You know, it was just like, I'm taking care of my babies. Cool. Like, I'm good.
I'm glad you spoke to that because in so many situations, especially generation to generation, that's why we see so much brokenness. Mm-hmm. And we wonder why people are functioning the way that they function. Yep. And it's like, you were just like, no, nah, that's not cool. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you corrected her, because again, that is a huge issue. Especially when you bring children into the world. It's one thing if you have no kids and yeah. you decide to stay and do whatever on your terms. But to pass that on down when people are watching,
yep.
and then we wondering because now your daughter's got to meet my sons,
mm-hmm.
and now there's this thing going on, and you like, man, who raised these folks?
Period.
And like, I'm like, hey, yeah. you know what I'm saying? It's yeah. us over here. You feel me? Like, that's the part that I think people don't realize, yeah. that accountability piece.
Yeah.
And again, I want to see people learn how to fight, be with each other, you know, whatever the dynamics of the relationship mm-hmm. is. But I also think it's beautiful to understand a strategy to leave.
I agree. Now, there was a time where I felt like I'm not going to let the other woman have,
yeah.
you know, my man.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't agree with that. And I think, and that's
you
all
don't
I
agree
knew.
With what?
I don't
what?
Agree with staying. I did say I'll stay and make, you know, that person, I wouldn't leave, but I'd stay and I'd make them miserable.
Yeah.
But that's because that's all I knew. Mm-hmm. But now in this new space, like as I become more self-aware, I recognize that I don't attach my identity to someone else. So
yeah.
that had everything to do with me attaching my value, my identity to someone else and not knowing who I am.
Yep.
But now when someone offends me because I know who I am, I'm not staying. I'm not going to stick around unless you continue to abuse me.
Yeah.
No, I'm out.
Absolutely.
But that's because I have been put on record and saying there's a clip where I say I'm going to stay. But that's because that's all I knew. Yeah. But now I become self-aware and I recognize because there have been moments where I'm like, I'm not staying in a situation where I'm unhappy.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to.
Absolutely.
I'm happy all by myself.
So when.
Go ahead, say what you gotta say. Because before
I don't have nothing.
I would attach my value to a man or my identity. I would love them more than I love myself. But that's just not the case anymore. So when I made that statement, I stand corrected. You got me on record of in saying that no, I don't agree with that.
This conversation has been beyond amazing. So we gotta come back for a part 2. Relationships matter. We'll